Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Let me just go back, because people are still contacting us about this issue yesterday, which dominated the programme, the missing scratch card money. Scratch cards advertised as having certain amount of prizes and discovered they didn't have a certain amount of prizes. Independent Councillor Anthony Flynn, people know you, Anthony, primarily through your inner city, Helping Homeless, a great organisation. Now, Anthony, there's a whole series of questions raised by this missing prize money, but there's also there's also the income that was generated by the sale of these cards, because if you sold a ticket for a raffle for a car and there was no car, you'd have to give everyone who bought a ticket their money back. But what do you think should
or
be given?
Anybody would be looking for a car, Joe. The fact of the matter is that this old same old rhetoric, it was just lying in my account. You know, the total disregard for money that's available that should be pumped into services. You know, we're crying out for housing, we're crying out in regards to the homeless situation. We had a Taoiseach talking about Santa Claus and the doll the other day, visit children that are living in hotels and B&Bs. And he's a national lottery sitting with 180 grand and probably more in ticket sales that hasn't been disclosed. So what we need is an investigation, a full investigation, to find out how much more money, I suppose, is lying there that we don't know about or someone hasn't uncovered yet. Like, when you look at the scandals going on with the FAI and other organisations there, and Pascal giving his $26 million to Ryanair and Aer Lingus today, it's absolutely total disregard to public money and public expenditure. So, you know, really, really need to be looking into this.
So there's seven questions, I think, about this scratch card, the missing money. Who found the anomaly? We know it wasn't a regulator, even though that's their only job. When they found the anomaly, how they found the anomaly, how that came about. How much income did they generate? Income did they generate from the sale of those, the mis-selling, accidentally or otherwise, of those three scratch cards? The regulator's role, and why it was only the tickets or the scratch cards with the big prizes that went missing, and is there any other prize money missing? Anthony, what are you doing today? And I see your vans all the time, and I see your people all the time. They're brilliant.
We're down in Mountjoy Square Park, and I suppose, look, we're down here today, and last year we raised 20,000 presents for homeless people and people living in direct provision emergency accommodation. And we're down here today and we're doing the same. I think we just hit over the 15,000 mark here at the moment. But, you know, look, we're a charitable organisation that doesn't receive any government funding, and 180,000 make a very big difference to the work we do and others would do, whether it be McFerry Trust or Focus or any other organisation.
But in truth, the money, it's not just the prize money they should talk about, it's the income,
the income
they derive from the missed sale.
And the questions that need to be asked around the audit process as well, and the auditors here that are putting in. So there's a lot of questions. As you seven, I'm sure we'd have a list before the day is out, Joe.
Okay, that's Independent Councillor Anthony Flynn. And remember, Inner City Helping Homeless are a brilliant organisation, as are all of the organisations working with homeless people this Christmas and indeed 12 months of the year. Angus McNally, producer Ray Darcy, is next.